Welcome, great patriotic friends, to August 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because, in my opinion, America has some of the best stories in the history of mankind. And besides, I'm a proud patriotic American. I assemble this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in San Diego, America's finest city. If you're looking to move here, or if you have any questions about real estate investments or refinancing, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com and then give her a call, 619-507-4906. Let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up, let's face the flags if we have one, and put our right hand over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That is how we do things in America. And on to today's program, we'll wish a happy birthday to Benjamin Harrison, as well as Thaddeus Lowe, Civil War aeronaut. All right, so now let's do this. 1833. Happy birthday, Benjamin Young Tippecanoe Harrison, number 23. One of seven presidents born in Ohio, Kid Gloves Harrison was born in 1833 near Cincinnati. His grandfather, William Old Tippecanoe Harrison, was the ninth president of the U.S., but died only a month into office of pneumonia. Benjamin attended Miami University in Ohio and studied law. He married Caroline Scott in 1853, with whom he had two children, and moved his family to Indianapolis a year later. Carrie was big into parties, whereas Benjamin had a more reserved style. In fact, Carrie was the first lady who put up the first Christmas tree in the White House. When the Civil War broke out, Harrison served under the Union Army, eventually rising up the ranks to Brigadier General. After the war, he continued his law practice and got involved with the Republican Party. In 1876, he ran for governor of Indiana, but lost to Democrats, and in 1880, he was elected to represent the Senate in Indiana. He supported Native Americans, homesteaders, and Civil War veterans. In the 1888 presidential election, Harrison defeated incumbent Grover Cleveland. Cleveland had just won the popular vote, but Harrison won the electoral vote. Harrison also signed the Sherman Antitrust Act to protect trade and commerce against unlawful restraints and monopolies, the first federal act attempting to regulate trusts. As president, Harrison signed several large appropriation bills to be spent on internal improvements, increasing the Navy, and subsidies for steamship lines. For the first time during peacetime in American history, Congress procured $1 billion. According to WhiteHouse.gov, when critics attacked the billion-dollar Congress, Speaker Thomas B. Reed replied, "This is a billion-dollar country." In foreign affairs, the Harrison administration led the first International Conference of American States, which later became the Pan-American Union, which was an attempt to grow America's reputation in the eyes of the rest of the world. He also unsuccessfully attempted to devise a plan that would build a canal across Central America and annex Hawaii. Also during his tenure in office, the first electric lights were installed in the White House. He was the first president to attend a baseball game, was the last president to have a beard, and six states were admitted: North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Washington, and Idaho. He nominated former slave Frederick Douglass to ambassador to Haiti. He was only 5'6" tall, and while Democrats called him Little Ben, Republicans replied that he was big enough to wear the hat of his grandfather, Old Tippecanoe. However, during his term, dealing with labor strikes and tariff issues, Harrison's popularity waned. His wife Carrie was sick with tuberculosis, and Harrison was limited in his campaigning for his second term against Grover Cleveland. Yes, he had defeated Cleveland once for the presidency, but not the second time around, and Cleveland would be re-elected president in 1892. Carrie died 2 months before the election. After he left office, Harrison returned to Indianapolis to continue his law practice, where he charged up to $25,000 for a case. By the way, that comes out to about $120,000 by today's standards. He married the widowed Mrs. Mary Dimmick in 1896, and she gave birth to his third child, Elizabeth. A dignified elder statesman, he died of pneumonia in 1901. Yet, in his own words, "Great lives do not go out, they go on." Too true, too true. Happy birthday, young Tippecanoe. 1832. Another happy birthday shout out to Thaddeus S.C. Lowe, Civil War aeronaut, scientist, and inventor who came up with the water gas process, which used charcoal and water to produce large amounts of hydrogen gas. Also, he founded the Citizens Bank of Los Angeles, the Mount Lowe Railway in the hills above Altadena, currently Mount Lowe in Pasadena. And finally, 2011, happy anniversary Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. They were married a whole 2 years before she moved on to Kanye West. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. I have a wide variety of categories there just for you. And don't miss tomorrow's episode. We'll talk about Hawaii, the Lincoln-Douglas debates, the Venetian blinds, Benny Goodman, and Babe Ruth. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. And until then, scholars, thanks for listening, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.